This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Biden team ready to name cabinet members. We have the story.
Pandemic causing problems for Sedgwick County EMS. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm Rodney Price. Kansas is set to launch a pro-mask campaign, but faces skepticism. That story is ahead.
An FAA administrator says the new 737 MAX is safe. I'm Dave Wilson.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. It is a cloudy start to this short work week. Could see a few scattered showers early on, then thunderstorms possible by tomorrow. Our complete forecast here in just a few minutes.
The Biden team is expected to announce this week who will fill key administration positions.
President-elect Joe Biden set to announce his first cabinet picks on Tuesday. The biggest positions, such as Secretary of Treasury and Defense, are still up for grabs. But the Associated Press is reporting Antony Blinken is set to become Secretary of State. Blinken was a national security advisor during the Obama administration and has had close ties to Joe Biden for many years.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. Other names discussed for Secretary of State include Susan Rice and Delaware Senator Chris Coons.
Kansas is preparing to launch a media campaign. It's aimed at getting more of its residents to wear masks so the coronavirus doesn't keep spreading rapidly.
Some officials are skeptical that it will move the needle much. A mask mandate from Governor Laura Kelly is set to take effect Wednesday, but Kansas law allows the state's 105 counties to opt out. The state has set aside $1.5 million for television, radio, print, and social media ads promoting masks that are set to start before Thanksgiving. But some officials worry that politics are driving resistance to masks, and others suggest that people already are bombarded with pro-mask messages. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Sedgwick County Emergency Medical Services has seen a huge surge in calls with the rise in COVID-19 cases. And with limited staff, it's leading to nonstop shifts. County Manager Tom Stoll says EMS staff turnover is significant.
There's national numbers that look well into the 20 percentiles of people leaving. We're, of course, watching very carefully our staffing. But I think that we're seeing what the rest of the country sees.
Stoll says the county often has more than a dozen EMS staffers, staff members, quarantined or positive for coronavirus, putting further strain on those who are working.
A federal aviation administrator says he is confident in the 737 MAX flying again.
The plane was grounded last year after two deadly crashes. It was cleared to lift off again last week. FAA Administrator Steve Dixon, who personally piloted and tested changes in the new 737, says the MAX is safe.
I would put my own family on it. I plan to fly on it myself. But the public will certainly have to make its decisions.
Parts for the 737 MAX are built here in Wichita at Spirit AeroSystems. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
Many health experts are advising that people refrain from traveling and keep gatherings small this Thanksgiving due to the pandemic. Trilby Lundberg, publisher of the Lundberg Survey, tells us what to expect at the gas pump this week.
This time, demand will be even weaker because of the employment situation and the increased lockdowns. And that's in spite of a great discount. The current price is 51 cents lower than it was 1 year ago.
The average price for a gallon of gasoline in the U.S. right now is $2.18. KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Exciting goings-on last night in prime time for the Kansas City Chiefs. We'll have highlights from right here on KNSS coming up in sports.
Two members of the Kansas City Fire Department died this weekend after battling the coronavirus. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted.
A radio.com station.
The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock here on this Monday morning. Two members of the Kansas City Fire Department died this weekend after battling the coronavirus. A communications specialist and paramedic who worked for the department, Scott Davidson, died Sunday, according to the International Association of Firefighters Local 42. A day earlier, city officials said Fire Captain Robert Bobby Rocha died after battling COVID-19 for several weeks. The Firefighters Union said three members of the Kansas City Fire Department have now died with the coronavirus.
For the first time since April, the Creighton University Rural Main Street Monthly Index declined. But there were some bright spots.
The overall index for November sank below growth neutral to 46.8 from October's 53.2. For a second straight month, the farmland price index advanced above growth neutral, jumping from 55.0 from October's 50.6. This is the first time since 2013 that the survey recorded back-to-back above growth neutral readings in farmland prices. The farm equipment sales index increased to 42.9, its highest level since December 2013. The Kansas RMI for November decreased to 52.2 from October's 57.5. The state's farmland price index advanced to 58.2 from 53.2 in October.
That's the Kansas Information Network's Jim West.
The largest foster care provider for Kansas has removed its two top leaders following an investigation into alleged mismanagement.
The Reflector reports that St. Francis Ministries has informed staff that the Reverend Robert Smith and CEO Tom Blythe won't return to the organization. William Clark, who has been chief of staff since last year, will serve as interim president and CEO. The board of directors for the nonprofit and a private contractor initiated an investigation last month after receiving a whistleblower complaint alleging mismanagement. The organization declined to disclose details of the allegations except to say that they didn't involve improprieties with children. The Salina-based organization is responsible for about 3,000 children in the Kansas foster care system. Clark said timely and appropriate action was taken after receiving the whistleblower complaint.
Kansas Information Network's Britt Swigert reporting.
A co-founder of the Ice Bucket Challenge has passed.
Pat Quinn, motivational speaker and co-founder of the Ice Bucket Video Challenge for ALS, died Sunday morning at age 37. He battled amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, often called Lou Gehrig's disease, since diagnosis in 2013. The video challenge, taking social media by storm in summer 2014, Quinn talking to Fox News Radio in 2015.
It's a disease that has no hope at the moment, but the Ice Bucket Challenge revamped that outlook.
The challenge so far raising more than $250 million worldwide. Currently, there is no cure for ALS, a fatal progressive nervous system disease which impacts nerve cells in the brain and spinal cord, causing loss of muscle control. Ann Carrick, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
And a look at the traffic here on the Monday morning commute. It is a dark morning out there, dark and cloudy.
Sure is.
And we have had some raindrops as well along the way, so a little bit of a dark day to begin here on the Monday commute. Right now, we do have traffic running pretty smoothly in the Wichita area. No tie-ups to tell you about, but if we get any accidents, we'll pass them along to you right away. Traffic update, Steve and Ted, KNSS.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With widespread clouds across south-central Kansas here early on, we could see a few scattered showers. It'll be breezy and near 49 for the high. A near steady temperature tonight, rain developing after midnight, then showers and even a few thunderstorms tomorrow, our high 58, then dry weather for Thanksgiving, sunny and upper 50s for the high. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now light rain, 40 degrees, we have a south wind at 5 miles per hour. 8:11, Steve and Ted in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Of course, at FM 98.7, AM 1330. You can also hear us online, knssradio.com, and through the radio.com app. Tell your smart speaker to play KNSS Radio. A lot of ways you can listen to Steve and Ted and Wichita's number one talk, KNSS. So there you go. Just a few more opportunities to listen. 8:11 now, Steve and Ted, make it 8:12, and we had a sunny day across South Central Kansas Sunday. Wichita's high temperature was 56 degrees, a normal high for the date 53, and I had a pretty good weekend, had a three-day weekend, and thank you to Ted and Jed for taking up the slack there on Friday, if there was any. But
it's pretty nice yesterday.
Yeah, nice day, nice day.
We had the rain on Saturday,
yep.
A little bit of a wind out of the north, but things were pretty sweet yesterday.
It was. AstraZeneca says that late-stage trials showed its coronavirus vaccine was up to 90% effective, giving public health officials hope they may soon have access to a vaccine that is cheaper and easier to distribute than some of its rivals. A new one on the market, or could be on the market. The results announced Monday are based on interim analysis of trials in the United Kingdom and Brazil of the vaccine.
Dr. Andrew Pollard said if people were given a half dose followed by a full dose, protection was about 90%. Two other drug makers, of course, Pfizer and Moderna, have reported preliminary results showing that their vaccines were almost 95% effective. Yet the AstraZeneca Oxford vaccine does not have to be stored at ultra-cold temperatures, making it far easier to distribute in developing countries. It is also cheaper. So now there are three of them out there. They're looking real good, Ted, that we might just have a vaccine before not too much longer. I just hope we can all get by until we can get that thing going and get people to, try to do the right things in public. I did a little shopping over the weekend with Shelley, and people were wearing their masks and being pretty careful out there. I got to tell you, they were being careful. But what about a media campaign, television and radio, to encourage people to mask up? Pretty good arguments to say, hey, that's not necessary, I think. But through this whole thing, you wonder how much we talk about it all the time. On our radio station, on our show, we're talking about it constantly.
Oh, yeah.
About masking up and taking precautions. But there are people out there who, let's face it, never listen to the radio.
I know.
Never watch TV for news. Never pick up a newspaper. They're completely, apparently completely in the dark about this. And so they're not maybe doing the wisest thing. So anyway, we'll see what happens with this. They're calling it a PR campaign. The school kids, public school kids, are out for the whole week. And I've got public school kids that get down in Derby, but I've also got kids here and grandkids out in the western part of town there. They go to the Catholic schools, and they have to go to school for the first 3 days of the week. But that's all right. They like going to school. They like school. What else is going on, Ted? It's Friday night. You and I did the same thing, or at different times. Shelly and I went out to Colwich to the big fish fry out there they have every year. This year, it was drive-through. Are they over now? It was just 2 days, I think.
Yeah, I think they're
two
finished.
Fridays.
Yeah.
And they're going to come back in February.
They'll come back in Lent next year, hopefully in spring.
That's become, over the past few years, kind of a tradition for my family to go out there and make a little donation and have some fish to eat. I'm not a big fish fan. My wife is huge. I mean, she loves the fish.
I enjoyed the catfish and the hush puppies the
catfish,
best.
Very good. Yep.
Those were my two favorites.
They were good. And,
the fries were good, too.
Hey, the potato soup wasn't bad either. So anyway, I went, and Shelly and I went. And did you go with your mom?
Yeah, I took mom out there. We'd never gone before, so.
How'd you like it?
That was good. Yeah, we had a good time.
Those guys out there it's just a fundraiser for the church out there, and they do a heck of a job. They get all the men together, and they're all out there cooking together and, giving each other a hard time, enjoying each other's company. All right, well, we look forward to February, maybe having it back to normal out there in Colwich. What else did we do? Yesterday.
How long was the line when you go? What time did you go?
We got out there pretty early.
So did I.
4:30.
That's kind of the time I was there.
Well, and there wasn't much of a line there.
Yeah. Okay.
And, of course, they come out and they come to your car and take your order and whatnot. It's pretty good, pretty much a well-oiled machine.
Oh, they got a system.
It's a little bit like the Orthodox Church, St. George, over on the north. But when they do their dinner each year,
tasty.
That one's, and they've got it organized too.
Mm-hmm.
They're very well organized.
Yep.
Yesterday was a date that I can't let pass. It's 22nd of November because it had a huge impact on everybody in America and all around the world when President Kennedy was assassinated in Dallas. And through the years, I have studied all the theories about the assassination, and I've come to the conclusion that maybe the Warren Commission, I think they had it right. But if you've never been, and if you've never been to Dallas and been to the museum down there in Dealey Plaza, you really should go. I've been there several times. Have you been there, Ted?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
It's quite a display. It's really good.
It's yeah.
But that was of course November 22nd. Never let the day pass. But and then I interviewed that guy, the man who was. Now I'm starting to. Memories are coming back. The gentleman who had Lee Harvey Oswald, the law enforcement officer. I have a photo of him when Oswald's getting shot.
Mm-hmm.
And I interviewed that man several years ago. I can't remember his name right now. All right. Maybe next year I'll be better prepared. We'll have the 22nd on a weekday. We have something special going on right now. It's the KNSS Toy Drive.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. It's a virtual thing, part of it. Simply select the virtual toy donation that works best for your family or business. Toys for Tots will turn your monetary donations
into physical toys, and you'll provide a child with a smile, not only this Christmas, but for years to come. Just go and visit KNSSradio.com and click menu, and you'll find it. That's right, the KNSS Toy Drive, and it's going on right now. 6:18, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. It's time for sports now with Ted Woodward here on a Monday morning. Ted?
Yeah, the Kansas City Chiefs. These days, there's not much chance for the Chiefs to avenge much of anything. They win all the time.
Yeah.
Except for last month when they lost to the Las Vegas Raiders at Arrowhead Stadium. So, yeah, this week's agenda did include avenging a loss. The Chiefs and the Raiders in Vegas for the first time ever. And we'll see if the Chiefs can get this done. Well, it turned out to be one of those wild fourth quarters where the scoring went back and forth. And the Chiefs utilizing one of the new guys on the roster, too, in the running back slot. Mitch Holtis in the broadcast crew with the call. You heard it right here last night on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
First and goal, Chiefs at the 6-yard line. Quick toss, Le'Veon Bell's got the edge. Inside the 5, Le'Veon Bell, touchdown, Kansas City. His first touchdown as a Chief on the quick toss, and the left side of the offensive line just blew up the right side of the Raiders' defense. The Chiefs regain the lead.
Hey, nice. Chiefs lead change there, yeah. But then the Raiders went down and scored a touchdown. And then the Chiefs came back and scored a go-ahead touchdown again. And then the Chiefs got a late interception to seal the deal. Good stuff right here with Mitch on KNSS.
Snake eyes for Carr on that final roll of the dice while Mahomes tonight rolling sevens for most of the roll. And it's like my granddaughters say, and that old song, the wheels on the bus go round and round. The Chiefs have won 13 of the last 16 against their rivals and split the series this season. Plus, it opens up a 3-game lead in the AFC West with 6 games to go. Kelce, as I mentioned earlier this week on Twitter, has gone to another planet because he's playing subhuman football as well. Final score, the Chiefs get the victory. 35-31 over the Raiders.
Yeah, good stuff. You heard it right here on KNSS.
What a finish.
Chiefs avenged the Raiders' loss. They've won 5 straight now since then. And the Chiefs have won 18 of their last 19 games. 9-1 now on the season with that win last night in prime time. Good way to go into Thanksgiving week with a win at Vegas. We do have some news out of Wichita State men's basketball. Of course, it's been an interesting couple months here. The
sure
departure
has.
Of head coach Greg Marshall. And now the installation of an interim head coach, Isaac Brown. That leaves a vacancy on his bench. And he has filled that vacancy with a pretty high-profile name. Longtime head coach Billy Kennedy joining the Shocker staff at Wichita State for men's basketball. This is a guy that had Texas A&M in the Sweet 16 just 2 years ago.
Wow.
This guy's had a lot of success in the NCAA tournament, stints at Texas A&M, had a great stint as the head coach at Murray State. He's been at Southeastern Louisiana and Centenary as well. He's been the Conference Coach of the Year in 3 different leagues, including the Southeastern Conference just a couple of years ago. So, really experienced head coach joining the Shockers as an assistant coach just days before the season begins.
How about that?
Pretty savvy pickup there for the Shocks, I would say.
Yeah.
So good luck and welcome to town, Billy Kennedy, on the Shocker staff this year. Great veteran coach. And on the Pro Golf Tour, former Kansas State golfer Robert Streb gets his second career win on the PGA Tour as he wins over the weekend at the RSM Classic in Sea Island, Georgia. Congratulations to the former Kansas State Wildcat, Robert Streb, on the PGA Tour. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
8:22 now. Keep it up for the Hannity Morning Minute. Disconnecting from truth and reality. That's coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.